Now, as I recall, Margaret, last time you were here, you were looking at a female smuggler in Lyon Sea. But I think you're looking at something a little bit darker this week, are you not?
I am indeed. I'm going to take a trip back to England in the 14th century and look at the Black Death.
Oh, goodness. And whereabouts are you looking first?
Well, just Essex generally. I have to say that because we're talking about 1348, 1349, there is a lack of reliable statistics in many cases. But we do have some anecdotal information that was recorded. And like all areas of England, well, and Europe as well, when the Black Death, when this dreadful pandemic struck, there were big effects on the population because it's estimated fairly reliably in this case that if we take North Essex, 45% of the population was wiped out.
Incredible.
In the years 1348, 1349. Now, this obviously had the effect of making labour very scarce. So if you wanted to get your farm work done, your agricultural work done, you would have to pay the survivors more money to come and work for you. Now, so this had a big social effect. The government was very concerned about this. And in 1351, they brought in a law called the Statute of Labourers that actually prohibited anyone earning more money post-Black Death than they'd earned pre-Black Death. Well, can you imagine? This had no chance.
Well, this statute,
none at all. But over Essex generally, statistics show that over 7,000 workers over the period of the next 4 to 10 years were fined by the courts for contravening the Statute of Labourers.
So the workers were fined rather than the
employers? The workers were fined rather than the employers.
Well, well, well.
Absolutely. Other statistics that we have, Colchester, where many plague victims from the villages, the smaller rural communities in Essex, actually fled to the towns, which sounds a bit illogical, but it meant that some of the villages were virtually depopulated. But Colchester appears to have suffered less from the Black Death than many other parts of Essex.
I wonder why that was.
And in fact, Essex did considerably better than most of the rest of the country because the numbers of population that had died in the 1340s from the Black Death were made up for in the 1350s by immigrants coming in to work in Essex, attracted by the cloth trade.
Well, well, well.
So it's, you know, Essex did probably better than many other counties.
Right, thank you very much indeed. And I hope you've got a slightly brighter subject for us next week.
Next week, I'm going to be talking about the secret army of Ashingdon.
Oh, gosh. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.